Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Mom, put down that coffee and grab a wine. Get ready for another episode of Nursing and Cursing, a parenting podcast that covers more shit than your baby's full diaper.
I'm Kate. I'm a stay-at-home mom of three in Brooklyn, New York. I'm trying to figure out whether I should go back to work, have another baby, or spend the rest of my life waiting for my fresh direct order.
Hey, I'm Christine, a video editor and a mom of two living in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma.
Allie here, podcasting up in the mountains in South Kona, Hawaii. I work as a real estate agent and a mom of two boys.
Hey, I'm Molly. I'm a teacher raising two kids in St. Augustine, Florida.
And I'm Sarah, a new mom to one sweet babe living in Brooklyn, New York.
Between five busy households, it's a miracle we make it on the mic at all. But trust me, we need this as much as you do.
Good evening, everybody. It's Nursing and Cursing. Girls.
Good eve.
Good evening.
Sup,
good Halloween Eve.
Sup, y'all. We missed you. Allie's not on tonight.
Bummer.
Missing her.
Oh, Allie.
Not the same without my sister. But this week we've got something new coming at ya. Guess who has his vasectomy appointment scheduled on Friday? Which husband is it? Could it be JJ in Brooklyn? Could it be Garrett over in Oklahoma City? Could it be
snippity snip
Tim down in Florida?
Snippity snap.
Maybe the other Tim up in New York City, or perhaps Pete over in Hawaii.
Oh, shit. Please, hanging on the edge of my seat.
Please step forward. Ding.
Well, I know it's not my husband.
Okay. So it's mine. Tim is getting the deed done finally.
Wow.
And if you have been a longtime listener, you will know that the minute I pushed my daughter out, I turned to him in that one moment where they look at you and you feel the light coming from their eyes and you can feel your strength. And you know that they see you for maybe one of the only times ever they see your true power. And they're in complete awe. And I turned to him and I said, get the appointment on the books. You're doing it. And he was like, yes, I'm doing it. So here we are. Goldie will be three in January. I'm like, what the? Lots of protection since then, ladies. Like, we don't play.
We don't either. No.
I'd like to say we were a riskier pair, but we're a very careful pair. So, we're just sure about, we feel complete in our family. But I'm like, he would say things like, yeah, I'm doing some research this week on the vasectomy. For years, you guys.
He does. Okay. All right. Your husband really does like to
research. What kind of research does he do?
He does like to research the shit out of everything now.
Just gets his mad Google on.
Oh,
Right.
Did you mean like he's looking at blogs, or is he on WebMD?
I think he's reading medical journals and a little WebMD.
3 years on WebMD, refreshing that page.
But no, it's,
you know, my husband has rescheduled it thrice now.
Oh, that motherfucker.
The first time he had it scheduled, he forgot to go. The second time he scheduled it the day before my sinus surgery.
Forgot to go.
Wait, scheduled it before my sinus surgery, the day before. And mine had been scheduled for like 6 months.
It's so fucked up. Like, oh, we're both going to be recovering. Cool. Who's going to watch?
And then he goes, and then the third time he rescheduled. So we still got on the back burner, but he's like, you know, my doctor says it's going to be a few days down. So, you know, okay. And I'm like, homie, we fucking push babies out of our vag and we're up and at them. You really think you're going to take 3 days off to chill and watch Netflix?
3 days.
Yeah, no. Don't think so.
That's what my husband's saying. He's like, I'm really just going to need to like be just laying. I'm like,
LOL. All I can say.
Yeah.
You're saying that out loud, by the way.
What?
Just that they're going to need days to recover.
No, because they don't make the connection of who they're talking to.
I mean, how? After you had a baby, did anybody's doctor or midwife or whatever tell them, like, you need to be laying down most of the time?
I mean, no. I'm sure.
No, nobody. Like, I didn't get that advice.
Are we like, okay, we're not in the room. Are we totally sure that's what these guys are being told? I just want to.
It's like a code. They're like, don't fucking let the women in on this.
Right-wing bro code here.
Just like, really? I know this isn't a personal story for me, but my close friend was undergoing chemo. She made a complete recovery. And at the same time, mom of two, and obviously a difficult time for her. And at the same time, like in between treatments, her husband had a vasectomy. And she basically was like, I got here first. My problem's bigger. So I just don't even want to hear one fucking word about what you're going through.
I got here first.
Just not even a peep. And he fair. Was like, 100% fair. And he's
fair.
Like, and he had no, I want to say like, that was also his point of view. He was not, he's such a great guy, but he was running errands for her day of. Like day of going
to get that proves.
But mm-hmm. I really don't think you're supposed to. I mean, yeah, but
the same way that after I had shoulder surgery, I'm supposed to lay in bed for a week. I was cooking dinner the next night. It's just like a thing you say, but you can do things.
Okay, but here's where I come from, because this goes back to like Tim and I being like safety Sally, which is so annoying. But what if they want you to lay down? Not so much because they're worried that you're going to strain yourself, but like because maybe the procedure could possibly undo. Like, I'm terrified. Like, it's not going to work and I'm going to be that woman who gets pregnant.
I think it's because of the swelling. Like, you could get swollen and the veins in your scrotum could get swollen.
Oh my God. Can you imagine anything worse than your husband being like, will you check this out, honey? Does my scrotum look swollen?
Ew. I've barely seen it in years. I wouldn't even know.
Jesus Christ.
Time for a quick sponsor break. The holidays are just around the corner. How's your holiday shopping going? I know that I always struggle to find a gift for my mother and father-in-law because they kind of have everything and they're impossible to shop for. But I want to get them something they'll really love, and I figured out the perfect gift. For a special gift for the special people in their life, you have to check out Canvas People. Canvas People prints your favorite memories on canvas and turns them into unique works of art that add a beautiful touch to your home. Last year, I printed a picture of my daughter's first birthday, and she's like blowing out her cupcake and her brother's next to her. It's super sweet, and I blew it up on a huge canvas, and it is just like a lovely piece of art on my wall. So it's an awesome way to decorate with photos, but in a different way. I love it so much. And they even have photo editors that improve your photos by hand. such as whitening your teeth or removing other imperfections. It is great for decor. I mean, the prints really are like a piece of art. With Canvas People, you get your favorite memories printed to cherish forever and beautiful prints that look great on any wall. Now, as a special, very limited holiday offer, CanvasPeople.com is offering their popular 11 by 14 photo canvas for free. That's right, you guys, free. These normally sell for $69.99, but you'll pay nothing. Just cover the shipping and handling. To get your free canvas, text NURSE 64000. Just pay shipping and handling. This offer won't last, so text NURSE to 64000. That's NURSE to 64000. You guys, you got to do it. It's amazing.
I have a friend. I have a friend whose husband literally had to go back for something.
Was it a baby, Sarah? Please recall.
Guys, time out. With the vasectomy, correct me if I'm wrong, they have to ejaculate like 10 times before it's like gone. No, it's working.
Tim's doctor, and this is like live this week, told him 30 times.
30?
So I said, honey, we're going to need to talk about. Okay. Well, his doctor said 30 and some other friend told me 100 and I'm like, well, Tim's doctor said 30 and I'm like, in what time frame? About a month. And I'm still like,
jacking off a lot.
I said, babe, what are we going to do about this? Like, I'm not involved in this. I could give you maybe 1 to 2.
1 to 2 per what?
Month.
Right.
And the other 28, the other 28 are on him.
Like, I could be a part of it 1 to 2 times the whole stretch.
Here's what the World Wide Web says. It says you'll need to ejaculate 15 to 20 times in between 3 months before the sperm is cleared.
3 months?
For that reason, keep using birth control. Then you bring in samples of your ejaculation 3 months after the procedure.
Sounds like a lot of work.
Work, but worth it. You just have to be thorough because I know several people who have become pregnant after vasectomies.
Good God, that's my worst fear.
Yeah,
like I don't want to be
to do it right, man.
Oh my gosh, this is just
terrible. I can't wait to hear the listeners' takes on. I know we have listeners with vasectomy husbands.
We have listeners with vasectomy babies.
Yeah, exactly.
So we do.
Take that stuff seriously. Like you have to do it the way they say to do it.
Okay, well, so Chrissy's right. So Chrissy, give him his 2 days down.
That's what I'm saying.
2 days down, but then he has to ejaculate 15 to 20 times and get it checked. That's what I'm saying. Like it's ready to rock right away. He's gonna have to masturbate many, many times because there's no way you're gonna fuck one.
Keyword, masturbate.
Why does that make me so annoyed?
Do you have sex 3 times in 3 months? Hell no. Do you? I don't know. I don't.
How many times?
20 times in 3 months? That's a lot, right?
Oh my God. I probably don't have sex 20 times in a year.
So this says you need to ejaculate 20 times in a 3 month span. Or wait.
So they just masturbate.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. But unless you have sex that often, which I personally do not.
So
know what's behind there.
So yeah, I'm going to let Tim ice his balls with a pack of peas or whatever in the back room.
Play the banjo, ice his balls.
I'm going to be like, you can't play the banjo. It's too straining on your lap.
I wouldn't want it to reverse the vasectomy, babe. Sorry.
Oh my God. Or you could just be like, this banjo is doing the job. You don't need a vasectomy. I feel comfortable never having sex with you again.
Get the fuck up.
Save your money.
Okay, so listen.
That's good.
Okay. I'm scared though, guys. I just feel like even if we do the maximum ejaculations and we get the clear from the doctor, is there going to be a day where I am freely having sex without protection and without thinking about it?
Not. I'm sorry, Molly, and I'm speaking from a place of love, not you. Nope. Okay.
Okay.
I don't know. I think it would take, like, there, it would just be such a mental exercise, maybe for the first few months to few years. But we're talking, like, I mean,
it's crazy.
We still have many, many years left in our lives.
You can, yes, get, but there. not in our
reproductive lives.
Yeah. That's only a couple.
I feel like maybe the first few months you just start with like regular old pullout and then ease your way into like come inside.
No fucking way. I'm not. I'm so sick of the pullout. I can't even. No more.
Yeah.
I'm just so scared. Aren't you just so scared? Or just maybe when you, if you know you're pull out at least. I don't know. I don't trust it. Like I know like three people who have been pregnant on vasectomy. So I'm very like, I'm very skeptical about them.
Do you know anybody who's been pregnant on a vasectomy who's like, as like anal retentive as my husband? He's going to check all the boxes. So can you check with your
friends?
Gosh, Molly, you know what? You said
it was like a year later.
You said, are you ever going to be able to be free and clear? Like, is Tim ever going to be able to be free and clear? Like,
I just don't know. But I have heard from friends that it is like a rebirth in your sex life.
That's exciting.
Because you are, you are like, it's like the old days. That should be fun.
The old days when you were too dumb to know what would happen.
See, so how, so you feel at peace, Molly, like we're never going to have a baby again. We're cool. You're done.
I have felt that through and through until I was at Publix today and I saw this 9-month-old baby in a onesie. It was so cute. And it was the first time I was like, oh, shit. But girl, I feel really complete. I feel I long for my own babies to be babies again.
Right.
But I feel good about all that.
Well, that's good. Yeah. Last night I got real. I was in a real weird spot where I was like, let's just do it. One more. Wow.
Oh,
and Garrett just looked at me and he was like, had this shit eating grin. And he's like, I really love you, but I'm content. And I go, but it's like in 2 years, Matilda's going to be ignoring us. And he goes, yeah, sounds great.
Right. So he's like, can't fucking wait.
He's really over it. But if he, in that exact moment, if he was like, let's do it, I probably could have been like, okay, let's do it.
Were you under the influence at all when you said it?
No.
On your cycle were you?
Right. Were you ovulating?
I know. Just wrapped my period. Just wrapped it.
Okay, I have a friend
who has a 5-month-old and I hold that baby every day and he's a sweetie and he stares. He's like how Levi was. He just looks up into my eyes. So sweet. And I had like a heart pain, like, wow, I'm never going to have this again. Like, this is the absolute sweetest. And I felt like a longing for it.
Yeah.
I mean, it is. There's nothing better. That's my favorite stage, though. He's 6 months old. He's just a little dreamboat.
Yesterday I ran into we saw a new mom at a diner and I walked up to her and she was had been like, you know, periodically getting up and walking around with the baby and I said to her, like, we've just been admiring your baby because Frances is really into babies and she was like, oh, I envy yours. Kind of like indicating that
they're in hell.
And I was like, I know it's such a hard time. But I brought myself back to those moments of like, oh my God. So it's so like, it can be so stressful. Those newborn months when the baby just cries and cries and cries and won't stop. Like now if Frances is doing that, I know it's like, manipulation.
Right. You know what it is.
So it doesn't feel so scary, you know?
Right.
That element of fear has.
But your second kid, you wouldn't feel fear. You would just be like buzzkill. But the fear goes away with your second.
That's true. For me,
you know, you're just kind of like, you know what you're going into.
Mm-hmm.
But I was kind of like, but Garrett, if we're going to go for a third, we are owed an easy baby.
But it's just
careful.
Chrissy, you and Garrett are never having a low key baby. That's never an op. That's no. There's no fucking way that's happening. You guys,
varsity.
I'm sorry, varsity
babies. One?
You're more likely to have a black baby. You're never having a low key baby.
That's what Garrett says. He goes, "You are out of your mind. We are never gonna have a chill baby. We don't make chill babies.
So you do not.
You don't. And you know what? The psychic in LA. Shout out to Eddie Connor, like the best psychic ever.
Love you, Eddie.
Told you, Critty, straight that these kids were going to be like this before you were even Were you with Garrett at that time?
We were like 2 months deep, 4 months deep, something early.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You're right. But every psychic has said I'd have 3 kids.
Wow. Did Eddie say that too?
Yeah. Twins. I mean, they all said twins, but now remember, Matilda was a twin and I lost one. So that's the other thing. Garrett's like, you know, if we get pregnant again, it will be twins.
Unless the psychics were seeing that twin and that was the third.
Yeah. Totally. And lately, Matilda's been going, the guys, this is going to give you the chills. My brother's crying. When Levi's not. My brother's upstairs. My brother. Oh, swear to God.
Are you serious?
And I go, who's your brother? Who's your brother? And then she'll go, my raccoon, which is like her new stuffed animal.
Is that a raccoon?
Like, yeah, she's got a little beanie baby her grandpa gave her, like a vintage beanie baby.
Vintage, all of
his daughter's beanie babies, which he feels too guilty to get rid of. Every week he comes over, he brings one over.
What a great treat for a modern day kid. I love that.
You guys know how I feel about stuffed animals, so it actually really gives me not a good feeling. But she has imprinted on this raccoon, and it's her brother, and just
imprinted.
My brother's crying. That freaks me out, girl.
It does, because I'm just like, she's talking about her twin.
It's now time for a quick sponsor break. For parents, it's so much easier to just plop your kid in front of a screen than it is to help them find a book that they like. Even though kids who read books have better vocabularies and longer attention spans, we already know that. Studies show that 75% of parents wish that their children would read more for fun, but they don't know how to make that happen. That's where Literati, the largest kids book club in America, comes in. Literati is the subscription book club that makes it easy to find unique and interesting books for your kids. They mail 5 teacher-approved books to your child every month, and it's the book club that teachers themselves are using for their children. No more guessing or searching or reading the same books over and over. Holy cow, how often have we sat there and read the Berenstain Bears or Dr. Seuss for the 198th time? Each Literati box contains 5 age-appropriate books based on a theme, like The Spirit of Adventure or The Animal Kingdom, and it also contains exclusive original art and a personalized note to your child, which is incredibly special. The box is so beautiful, and the artwork is just tremendous. Parents and teachers across the country are seeing the difference in kids' lives. One parent shared with Literati that after about a year after joining the club, their second grader is reading at a 5th grade level, and she's an insatiable reader now. Each month, buy the books you want, and returning the rest is easy and absolutely free. For a limited time, go to literatibooks.com and use the promo code NURSING for $20 off your first box. Plus, kids 3 and up get a special black light pen. This is the best offer available anywhere. To get it, you have to go to literatibooks.com, promo code NURSING, that's nursing, for $20 off your first box, plus a free blacklight pen for kids 3 and up. You guys are going to love it. Thanks.
Okay, so Chrissy, to like bring this full-ish circle, does this mean if Garrett had an appointment, you would not want him to go?
No, because if he actually sees his appointment through, I support it, because I don't want to like procreate with someone who doesn't want to. But if Garrett, in where I am right now, if he said, let's do it, I'd probably do it. How fucking crazy is that?
But I'm saying Molly's not gonna feel anything when the door closes, when Tim has hits.
I'll feel sad for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. Wow. But I also have become friends with a girl who just moved here, and she's like 42 trying to have another kid, mm-hmm. her second, and they're having problems because her eggs are old. She's had a couple of losses. And, you know, she just goes, man, what does she call it? What's it called? When you're
geriatric.
Not this like advanced maternal age. She's always like, advanced maternal age is a real bummer. Like, it's a whole thing. And so it like made me think, and I was like, man, Garrett, like, I know we're still in the weeds, but say in 2 years, I'm told it's four, we want another kid. I'm, you know, 41, and then it's probably going to be a real challenge. So it's just something to think about. I'm like, it's just something to think about, because watching her go through this is a bummer, you know?
Yeah. Oh my God.
I feel for her.
It's so crazy.
Yeah.
This is crazy. It's like ready for it.
Trap door can open under you at any time. Like the trap door, like, oh my God, our family might not be complete. It's scary. Like, it's fucking, it's weird.
I've never understood that.
You start at an older age, that's just something. That is the one thing. Like, if you start procreating later, that's awesome. I'm for it. I love it. But, you know, she's ready for her second at age 41, 42. And that does come with a little.
Right. Its own set of challenges. For sure.
Set of challenges. Exactly. Exactly.
Sarah, where are you and Tim with vasectomy talk? Have you talked about it?
Well, I've tried to talk to him about it in the past, and he is just like, you know, he's very, he has to think about things and let them simmer. And so he's like, I've just never thought about this before. You're going to have to give me some time. And so tonight he's already in bed. And so I went in.
Chop his dick off.
Yeah. I went in there and I was like, I had my jade roller out. I just got this new jade roller. I'm very excited about it. And I was rolling my face.
I love a jade roller.
I cannot believe that you just said that, because I have a story tonight about a jade roller. That's
a jade roller? I have no idea. Okay.
Sorry, Sarah. Go ahead.
I was rolling my face and I'm like, hey, Tim, so tonight's episode is about vasectomies. Do you have anything that you'd like to say about a vasectomy? And he goes, they're not really for me. And I was like, okay.
Does he have problems with wearing condoms, Sarah?
No, I think he prefers it.
Gotcha.
Okay.
He's like Molly's Tim. Yeah, he's like Molly's Tim. He needs that protective barrier to know that he's like not going to do anything that he didn't intend to do.
Sure. But he would prefer that over like getting the vasectomy and being able to just go
raw dog. I mean, don't get me wrong.
I don't think he could ever make the mental leap to be able to use any protection.
I got.
But anyway, so I was like, you don't have anything else to add? And he was like, Sarah, that jade roller is all the vasectomy I need.
Failing is. Okay, so what's a jade roller?
You want to hear my fail? It involves a jade roller.
If you can explain what one is during your fail, that would be amazing.
Sure.
I spotted one on Chrissy's counter. It's like I'll post a picture of it, but I know Chrissy has one too. Or do you have like a stone, Chrissy? I can't remember.
I have a gua sha tool and a jade roller. I got all the things, girl.
So the jade roller, it's like a stick, and it has like a mini rolling pin on each end. And the rolling pin is made of jade. And you like basically roll out your face. Right? Am I explaining this right?
It's supposed to move the
lymphation and your lymphatic.
It just feels really good.
It feels really good, and you can see immediately. Like you roll your cheek, and immediately you have like pink cheeks.
Yeah, it's like lifting the
blood
face.
Flow. Lifted. Okay, mine doesn't. My I don't know. My face never looks lifted, but.
But the Oshawa tool lifts for sure.
Chrissy, that's the one I want. That's like that looks like the little disc that like sucks as you drag it. Is that what that is?
It's a disc. It's like a
What I wanted. They were sold out, and that's why I got the Jade Roller because I went into Sephora for the sucker thing, and they didn't have it, so I just picked up.
It's
the Jade
not
Roller.
A sucker. It's not a sucker.
No, it's not. It's like a flat.
Yeah, stone. No, I know. Sorry, I mean, like, I feel like it will drag your skin, right?
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
She didn't mean that it's a sucker. She meant that all of you guys are suckers for buying these.
Fuck no, they're not. The Jade Roller is so good.
The Jade Roller is Eastern medicine. My acupuncturist says it.
So you're racist, but Molly. Shut up.
Well, I'm just wondering if it really lifted your face, like. Should it be like $8,000 a piece?
I'm sorry, but look at Chrissy's face. What do you think?
You have to do it every night. It's work. You're putting in like
tonight. It's work.
It is. It's like it's like a commitment. It's a routine.
Chrissy, when I get gua sha on like my back or something, it gives me like really bad bruises. Does it bruise your face?
Well, you're doing it yourself. You apply your own pressure. I don't do a ton of, I mean, you're not hurting yourself, babe. They do it on your back?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's like one of the things that they do in acupuncture to like improve, to get rid of impurities or whatever. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, and, for sure.
I don't bruise. I mean, I do like 10 minutes on my face every other night and I apply pressure, but it feels good. Shit. And you can see like a lifted. It looks lifted after. It looks good.
Guys, who knew like our listeners are getting?
I feel like we're one of those YouTube videos where people just fucking talk about their asinine beauty products.
But we really don't know anything. So no, Chrissy's the only one out of any of us that has.
Hey guys, tonight I'm going to be talking about my gua sha roller. So,
but Sarah's right. It's like ancient Chinese therapy. It's like, you know, it's not like
a
new thing.
Why, but I want someone to roll me out.
I'm really anticipating the hate mail for this convo.
We'll go on with your fail.
Tell your fail.
Whatever.
Yeah.
So my Jade Roller is pink, okay? And I keep it
so it's not jade.
Right. It's some pink stone. Rose quartz. I can't remember what this
rose
stone
quartz.
Is.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I keep it by the bed. And like you guys are talking about when I'm lying in bed at night and basically just like fucking frantically rolling my face like a piece of fucking fucked up dough before it falls. But I come in, guys, I came into my room and I've had it for like 2 weeks. I come into my bedroom yesterday and the girls are both lying on my bed naked, just taking turns rubbing each other's ass with it.
Oh, no.
I was like, what are you guys doing? Oh, my God, no. And Mavis goes, why do you think we've been sleeping so good? We always rub each other's butts with this now.
No.
Yes, they just get out of the bath, they go in my room, and they rub each other's ass with my fucking face roller.
Great. And then you climb into bed and roll your fucking face.
As hard as I can.
Amazing. Wow. That's my favorite ever.
Thank you.
Very, very good. Well done, babe.
Did I tell you guys that my no, I didn't mention it, but my mom and her friend were babysitting Augie today, and I didn't tell my mom about Tim's surgery coming up. It just slipped my mind. But she was like, I heard Tim's got a surgery, and I looked at her like, oh yeah. And she said that Augie had said, my dad's getting surgery on his ball sack.
Shut up.
And I'm like looking at her like, what? Tim said he did not tell Augie.
So he heard you guys talking about his ball sack.
Right. He must have heard it.
I fucking love that.
Say ball sack, girl,
because Levi doesn't. It kills me. Ball sack.
Yeah. God. Yeah. Awful. But yeah, Betsy was dying.
Picture your mom telling you this.
He loved it so much. Gosh. Thought it was the best.
That's awesome.
Amazing.
Okay.
I have a fail today. So the first Wednesday of every month, Levi's school does pizza day. So you don't have to pack a lunch. They like order school-wide Domino's. Awesome. So tight. I always pack lunch. I always forget that it's pizza day. So last month I'm like, I'm going to remember and I'm not going to do that. Cool. So anyways, today I was like, it's the first Wednesday of November. no lunchies today. And I send Levi to school. And
oh, damn.
Wrong.
For the record, today is Wednesday, October 30th. I thought it was November. Anyways, whatever. So I come to pick Levi up. I walk into school and he's got his little tote bag and I see all the lunch boxes lined up against the wall and Levi's looking around and I'm like, oh, how was pizza day? And he's like, oh, I guess I don't need to get my lunch box because you didn't pack me lunch today. And I go, yeah, but today was pizza day, babe. And he goes, no, mom, pizza day is the first Wednesday of November.
Oh, fuck.
I just look around and clock it, and the teacher looks up at me and she goes, it's okay. We had some extra peanut butter and jelly and yogurt for him.
Oh, man.
God. Yeah.
Like, when you come down off your drugs, mom.
Yeah, she's like, yeah, it's still October, babe. Good luck.
It's been a long fucking month, though.
Dude, it's been Halloween for at least 8 weeks.
Exactly. Thank you. Guys, I thought it was November. What the fuck?
Oh, yes.
Anyway, I got in the car and I'm like, why were you embarrassed? He goes, I mean, I wasn't embarrassed, but it was kind of a bummer.
Oh, man.
Oh, even worse.
Yeah, kind of a bummer, mom. And then he just milked it. Mom, since you forgot to pack me lunch today, can I have some chocolate milk? Mom, can I have a cookie? And I was like, yep. Anything you want. My bad. Yep. And then nail. I don't really know that I have a nail.
I know. Shoot. I'm sitting here thinking about my nail.
I got to have.
I had a great nail, but now I can't.
Karen and I went to dinner tonight. That's a nail.
It's definitely a nail, sis.
That's a huge nail. Jeremy and I have our 10-year wedding. I have been married for 10 years. That's my nail. And I totally forgot.
A decade
nail.
Okay. A decade married? Holy shit. Congrats, girl.
That's huge. So long.
So huge.
Believe me.
Did you guys do anything to celebrate?
No. Absolutely nothing at all.
Did you make the collage?
No,
like a photo.
I really thought my idea of a pumpkin with the number 10 and the knife through it would be the funniest, best gift.
Did you do it?
No, you know how much time it would take me to do that? No, of course not. It would take me a fucking decade. But
yeah, don't forget. Remember when we had the
Molly, when you were like, write you when you had such a good idea and I had to write like top 10 favorite things.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I know what's gonna happen. I'm gonna get to 4 and then gonna be
I'll leave it at that.
Uh-huh. But we are going away. He booked a weekend away. We're going away this weekend with the kids.
With the kids. Okay.
Yeah,
cool.
With the kids.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
I love wow, way to pivot. You're like, oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, with the kids. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's cool. He booked a trip away this weekend, .. with the kids. I'm like, okay. I love the kids, but it's been 10 years.
It's all good.
Yeah, what is the trip? Where are you guys going?
We are going to we're going out to Montauk on Long Island and staying at some like winterized beach resort. They have like a pool and stuff, and so it's gonna be an indoor pool, I mean. So it's gonna be cool. I'm excited. It's exactly my kind of weekend away. I love a cold weekend at the beach and I'm psyched.
Cool. Awesome.
Nice. Very cool.
I think I have a fail. It's kind of sad, though. I'm going to tell you anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So we are trying out this new kind of like behavior thing with Frances because her attitude has gotten sort of out of control. And my therapist suggested that we try the quote-unquote active ignoring. And I know I've talked to you guys about this before, but anyway, I tried it again, and I'm really trying to stick to my guns, which basically means that, like, when you tell them, like, I don't like the way that you're talking to me, when you're ready to be nice or whatever, you know, please talk to me in a nice, normal way. And then you just sit and or whatever, and you don't make eye contact with the kid until they like talk to you in a regular voice or do the thing that you've been asking them to do. So that includes like when Frances like has started, when we're going through this process, she'll today she started crawling all over me. And she'll just like play games on top of me, not with me. She's just like playing to try to get my attention. But then something happened. Oh, we took away some of the pillows that she was playing with. And she started crying. And she has snot coming down her nose. She's crying so hard. And she's like hugging me, trying to get my attention. She's crying, hugging me. And then she just starts kissing my face with all of her snot coming down her nose. She's just kissing me, rubbing her snot all over my face.
And you're just looking off into the distance.
And I'm just looking off into the distance. This is the most fucked up moment. I felt so bad. I felt like there's no way this isn't traumatizing her, you know, because I'm just like, she's screaming, crying, and I'm just ignoring her cries. And she's desperately grabbing onto me and she's kissing my face. Like, I never get kisses from her. And anyway, I ended up just going, oh, that's so nice to give mommy kisses. How sweet. Are you ready to talk to me in a nice way? And she was not. Perfect. No, she wasn't.
She was like, suck a dick, mom.
I think she may have hit me or something. And so we had to get back to it. But I will say, like, on the upside of this story, like the thing that we've been trying to get her to do is like when we ask her to take a pee before we leave, that she's, you know, pees. And so eventually she will take out her potty.
Yeah, that's good.
I know this is so boring for you guys, but for me, it's like peak toddler. It's very hard.
No, it's not. So I'm living it. Sarah, I'm being like, you want a fruit leather? Go pee. That's where I am. I'm like, I'm fucking gut.
Hey, guess what? I'm never potty training Matilda. I can't even face it.
I haven't even thought about it. In my mind, Matilda's been potty trained since she was born, though. No, I don't. I feel like one day.
And I am not forcing it.
I just feel like one day you're going to hear a flush and she's going to come downstairs and be like, I did it.
Yeah. No big deal. No Honestly, big deal. That's kind of what I'm waiting for. And like Levi had long been potty trained by now, but that's just not her. She does not get told what. Anyway, Sarah, all to say, I totally don't think it's boring. I think it's badass.
Me too. And I'm living it too. So,
and I think anything you do when they have a tantrum, I mean, first of all, Sarah, like you're doing everything totally right. Yeah. Second of all, so is Franny. This is the most normal mm-hmm. two to 4-year-old behavior. Like she's just right on time. So it's nothing that you're doing that's getting her to this place at all. Just
true,
so you know.
That is true. I tried screaming. Just how they do.
Oh, Matilda's been extra.
Same with my daughter. It's out of control. But then I think about you guys and I'm like, oh yeah, they're all doing this.
They're all doing it. It's so good to just take a mental look around and be like, oh, okay, cool. They all fucking suck. I remember. It's so
bad. No, I mean, like tonight at dinner, I was like, it's not even enjoyable to parent her right now. Like I dread my time with her because it's just putting out fires for hours.
Putting out fires. That's exactly it. You're not even, there's no like, that is the parenting. That's all that you're doing. You're just shepherding them to age 4 when you can actually fucking talk to them.
Yeah, exactly. Jesus.
Right.
I just feel like there has to be another way. I can't do it like this.
You are doing it.
Right. You're saying I can't, but every day you are. So
and one day it's gonna be not that anymore, and it'll be something else.
Right.
Yeah. It's hard though, Sarah. It's brutality.
It is brutal. It's horrible. I mean, it's torture. It's hell.
But you're not alone. No sense. Mine is doing exactly. It's tantrums all day long.
All fucking day.
And screaming.
How do you get out of the house?
Keep moving.
Abuse in the car seat. Almost abuse.
Yeah, I get kicked. I get hit. Screamed at. And she's a second. So she says things like, you're a butthole.
Yeah, oh my God. Mom, you see him face? It's disturbing.
So disturbing.
Yeah, at least Franny's language, like at least Franny doesn't have that kind of language, Sarah.
Exactly. Ugh. But they're also sweet as can be. So I'll tell you, my nail was tonight at pumpkin carving. Goldie, I saw her. I saw her just get swept up in the moment. And she said, I just love you so much, Mama.
Aww, like,
it's rare that I get the loves from her, because she gives them to her dad all day long. But if he's around, I get nada.
Oh my God, like everything's undone. Like once they say I love you, you're like, all is forgiven.
For sure. I'm so into it.
Oh, I love it.
And my fail is, you know, my daughter who climbed out of her crib and got her concussion and a broken collarbone is in her big girl bed now, and she rolled over the railing. How does that happen?
Molly.
She rolled over the railing. Onto the fucking hardwood.
You're fucking kidding.
And she's fine. But I'm just like, what the fuck?
That's fine.
So now we have like a stack of pillows under there. Whatever.
Tim freaked out?
Yeah, he like slept in her room for two nights on the floor because of it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, my
goodness. Anyway,
guys, this episode took so many turns.
Yeah, lots of ins and outs of that. But
I really enjoyed
it. Can you guys hear my husband yelling? Because it's the World Series right now, and I guess the Nationals just came back. I don't know very much about what's going on, except that
I know
the game took a turn because the volume in my basement just went up to 100.
Wow.
Yeah, so by the time this airs, my husband will be snipped. Is that how we say? Pretty
snipped.
Exciting.
That's exciting.
Did you guys know that they have to like lay on a table, I think? I heard this from a friend. And there's a piece of paper and they cut a hole through the paper and pull the balls through?
No.
Wow, why didn't you open with this, dude?
So it's just like balls on a paper.
I feel like that's something Chrissy would have drawn in 10th grade.
That's one of those moments where you're like, okay, if you like this, then you know you were meant to be a doctor.
Yeah, I don't know who would like that.
God, I feel like it could be so funny to, I don't know, for some reason I feel like doing that to Jeremy and sending you guys a picture.
Sick. Please do not. I absolutely never want to see Jeremy's balls.
If I tell him tell him this story, he will have sent all of us a ball pic within 24 hours.
Here for it. Tell him. Here for it. Tell him.
Don't want it.
All right. So anyway, thanks for staying with us through this talk. Listeners, we are going to want to hear your stories. So jump on Instagram and jump on and let us know.
Yep.
Especially if you are a mom of a vasectomy baby, and we want to know, did your husband follow all the goddamn rules, a mom
of a vasectomy baby. Okay, it took me a second because I thought, like, all right, yeah, men are fucking babies, and of course if your husband had a vasectomy, I'm sure he acted like a little baby, so let us know how it went.
Did you get knocked up with a vasectomy hubby?
And how many ejaculations were you counting?
Also, I do think you're supposed to get it tested once a year, the sperm.
I didn't hear that. But I'll do it.
That's what I heard.
I'll do it. Okay. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. We really love you and appreciate you.
All right. Good night, everyone. Bye.
Guys. But I am on the Googles. It said additional testing should be performed once per year for the first 3 years after your procedure. So why have a person in the neighborhood who got pregnant after a year with twins? Boom. Good night.
Okay.
Good night.
There you go.
Wow.
It doesn't work.
I'm never raw dogging. It's never happening for me.
It will. Just you have to be diligent with these like checkups. Good night and God bless.
Okay, that's it for now. We'll see you next week for another Nursing and Cursing, where sleep is more valuable than fast, hard cash.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.